listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Kalula and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is your host with the most, Nikki Kalula. We're going to jump right into this interview. We have a very special friend of mine as our guest, fashionista and designer, Kelly Diane. How are you, Kelly?
I am good. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
You and I go way back. We used to sing and tour the world together in the Los Angeles Children's Chorus. And we've
been singing
many years, and we've kept in touch many years. You've come to many NK Band shows. I'm very excited to interview you because this has been your passion project for a little bit now. And my first question I have to ask, because I know you as Kelly Turner, but you are Kelly Diane. Tell me, what made you change the name? And is it your middle name? Is it somebody that you reference? Like, tell me the significance of the name.
Okay, yes. Yeah, Kelly, Diane is actually my middle name and my mom's name.
Oh, so, that's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, yeah. So that's how I got the name Kelly Diane and the KD. And so that's where it comes from.
Well, tell your mom I said hello, by the way. You know, she probably knew me as a mischievous kid, and I'm still a mischievous kid, but just an adult form. But
Right.
Yeah, tell her I said my love and all as well. So tell me, you've been doing this, you've been designing purses, money clips for guys, but mostly purses. Really cool looks, vibes. Tell me where this came about. Tell me where you must have always loved purses and accessories of some sort. So let's go way back. When did your passion and love for this start? What was the moment of zen that made you want to do this?
Okay. Well, let's see. When I was younger, I actually did not like purses.
Wow.
And my mom would always try to get me to wear a purse to events, and I did not want to wear them.
Yeah,
I was like, no, I don't want a purse. But we still had them. But then when I was probably about 18, 19, 20, one of my good friends, we would go down to the alley, downtown LA, and, you know, buy purses. They had bargains. You could do 3 for $10. They had the knockoffs, which now I'm like, no, don't buy knockoffs. But back then it was okay. and so it got to the point where I was buying a purse to match every outfit. I was bringing purses home, you know, when I could afford them. Cause it was like, oh, I can get, you know, 3 for $30, $10 each. Like I can afford that, So it got to a point where my mom was like, do not bring any more purses into this house. And so I would actually sneak them in. And then friends would know if it was a holiday or birthday, I would be giving purses. So about 2007, I was like, I should make my own purses. I wonder how that would work. But I didn't have any training or anything like that. So it's like, if I just draw it. And then my friend that got me into the purses, her husband worked with the son of someone who had been designing purses in the IE Inland Empire for like 30 years. And so she connected me with him.
That's so crazy. I feel like there's always synchronicity or serendipity when creators want to make something, and then they don't have to look too far to find the people that can help facilitate that. What was the biggest learning curve that you had in kind of like designing? I mean, it's a huge undertaking. So like, you've done a lot of pieces. We're going to showcase a lot of those pieces today. But what's really interesting, it's like, you know, first of all, as a guy, most guys don't understand women love accessorizing their outfits with shoes, matching the purse, matching the outfit, matching the jewelry. And guys, we're kind of like heads in the clouds. We don't really understand. But then when we see it all work, it's like, oh yeah, that looks pretty nice. But what's really interesting is a lot of women dress for other women to acknowledge, oh, I love your outfit. And like, there's this like other level of dressing up or, you know, dressing down for certain people. So tell me, like, what was the biggest part of the learning curve to design this and kind of come up with something?
Yes, well, just learning everything that goes into it, and like from picking the fabric to the colors to the design, and just learning that, like, you know, the design may not come out exactly how you like it, or, you know, there are some times where, you know, I was waiting on fabric to come in, or, you know, so it really taught me patience, because I was not patient. I'm still working on it, but you know, it did taught me patience, because it's like, okay, you want this now, but it's not going to happen now. Or, you know, like, he may have certain amount of orders in front of you, so yours is going to, you know, so, and then learning how, like, when, how many months do I need to, you know, plan ahead, and, you know, for, do I want to do each season, do, you know, does this fabric work, is it going to fall apart, you know, you have to test out the bags, you know, you don't want to just, you know, put them out there.
Well, and also, like, you, how much fabric to buy, because you don't realize, you know, by the size of the object, you're kind of aging. Okay, so I'm sure there was trial and error, just like figuring out, okay, the bag is this size, or it's this size, and knowing how much fabric to buy, you guesstimating, like, so did you also have to find out, like, what fabrics, you know, could be colorized, what wouldn't work with that? Because I know that's a process. I think this is all interesting in a way, because I think fashion is just like a part, it's such an artistic venture and such a cool thing that nobody, like, really kind of acknowledges all the time. But in the fashion world, it's talked about. I mean, it's like the biggest, the magic show is the biggest show convention in Vegas, for example. So it's like it's this underground world that a lot of people know about, but not, it's a very exclusive kind of niche too, which is cool, you know.
It is. It's very exclusive. And yeah, it's, and you do learn in the different type of fabrics. And when I first started, it was just leather. So I had the, there's like cow, and then there was, and then hide leather, like different leathers where you're like, okay, wait a minute, what is this? And what are, sorry, patent leather, and, you know, and then the different, like, how it feels and what, how it works, if it's durable enough for a bag. You know, sometimes it's too hard, and then the fabrics, and there's nylon, and, you know, just so many different things.
I'm gonna ask you ostrich. I'm gonna ask you a weird question, because, like,
okay,
suede and leather, tell me what the process is like. What makes them so different? Because it's something that I, like, I love both, and they're so different. So tell me what that process is like to get it into that form.
Yes, it is. It's different because, and each fabric, like, even the different type of leathers, like suede and leather, you know, people are, and the way that they feel, the way that they're going to be durable. And then, you know, there's some suede that's more durable than leather. And, you know, you have to make sure you, like, and the patent leather is shinier, and, you know, it's more flexible. But then you've got the cow leather, the cowhide leather, that, you know, it's thicker and it's stronger. And then, you know, stains, you know, stuff can get out. You can get stuff out easily out of suede than you can leather. And you learn that, or some, it depends on the type of leather, though, because then there's some leather where, you know, you get a pen mark, and then you're like, oh gosh, what do I do? So I have to learn, you know, different fabric cleaners and what you can do. And, you know,
you probably know a lot of tricks. You know a lot of tricks, because you have to, just being in that world, because you, I mean, things are gonna, you're probably using things, and then people are asking you, like, hey, this happened to the person I just bought, like, what's a good way? You're like, here's a solution. So I'm sure you've learned all kinds of, give us a couple tricks, because I'm sure we all have. I've got leather jackets, I've got some leather boots, like, tell me some tricks that most people may not know, maybe
Yeah, there is one thing. I mean, one thing that I learned, and I think I learned it during the pandemic, that the leather, you can use the Lysol wipes on it.
Oh, that's cool.
It won't mess it up.
Wow.
And that's something, and even vegan leather and regular leather, I learned that, that you can do that. Using cold water. I know sometimes they say, oh, you can't use cold, you use cold water in a cloth. You can, and some dishwashing soap, you can get out. Okay. I've gotten out pin. Which people are like, how did you do that? I'm like, I don't know. Good. You know, you just try things. Yeah. Yeah. You try.
You try scrub stuff for 9 days straight.
Right. Right. Yeah. And then there's leather cleaners, but, like, I didn't know, but I also, off of patent leather, you can use the Lysol wipes to get, like, pin and dirt and the stuff that, like, wouldn't come off. If you scrub it for a while, it will actually bring it up. And a lot of people don't
know that.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
No, I know these are helpful, because I've definitely got leather bags. I've got leather jackets and boots. And it's like, you know, when something happens, you're like, oh, this is leather, you know? So, and did you love leather before, or did you kind of feel like, yo, this could be this is like my canvas, you know?
Yeah, I didn't. I actually like canvas, but it was really hard getting that type of fabric where, you know, when I was going downtown and looking online and stuff. So then I kind of switched over to the leather, and he was a leather purse maker. So it was kind of like, okay, well, I guess I've got to use leather, right. You know, and it worked out. But I did like leather purses, and I knew that it was, there was very expensive leather and bags and the Louis and stuff like that. And I was really into Louis Vuitton. So that kind of inspired me.
That you're into the expensive.
I was.
That's creme de la creme. So, mm-hmm. So did you learn about like dyeing? Like, I'm curious about this because like mm-hmm. I have leather guitar straps and, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, yes.
And so like with dyeing leather, did you find that what were the kind of like the processes that you learned that would some would absorb more color or some wouldn't as well? Like what were the some like kind of the obstacles you were going through kind of learning that part of it?
I learned that part when I was doing the money clips, because if you couldn't find a color that you wanted, there was only certain amount of dye. There are certain, like they can dye, you know, if they have like a black wallet, obviously you can't dye that. And so they were like, okay, we can try it, but, or, you know, we can do white and then try and then dye it. But I learned that if it rubs against stuff, certain dyes will rub off.
Oh,
you wow. know, like on the corners of my money clips, I noticed, I was like, oh yeah, I can't do that. So I kind of had to figure out what leathers would, you know, so I kind of started going with colors that were already leather that was available, because I realized the dye, and you don't know if it's going to rub off after right. years of wear and tear. So I didn't like that. But I mean, sometimes, you know, you find some good leather that works, but yeah. So I try to stay away from that because it wears off, and then you're like, okay, well, this just messed up my product.
and that's part of, that's my next question. It's like when you're coming up with an idea, let's say you come up with a shape or a style mm-hmm. or whatever it is, like how many times do you have to make a couple versions until it's right? Or did you kind of like figure out after the first two designs, mm-hmm. like, it's going to come out this way because I know what's possible when this happens? Like, tell me that process.
Yeah. That's a good question. Yeah, because usually what I would do is draw the designs and then the manufacturer sews it together and it comes out. And I think most all of them have always come out correct. But there's been times, like there's one bag, one of my newest bags that we'll talk about later, when they did the sample, the strap was too thin. Huh. And I was like, oh no, this isn't going to work. Because what I like to do is I like to wear my designs, use my designs for right. a few months, sometimes even up to 6 months before I put it out, if I can. Sometimes it has to be quicker, but, you know, just to make sure that it works in the strap. And, you know, I had I showed it to a couple of friends and they said the same thing. They're like, yeah, that strap I think is a little thin. So I was like, hey, I need a thicker strap like my other purses, like my crossbody that I know are durable. And then they made it. And so then now, again, I have two because I have the one that they, you know, that they did at first. And then I have the other one. So a lot of times I have a lot of extra bags.
Right, right. of course.
Because
the little things like don't measure up or don't add up. Yes. Or it's like, it's you may have a concept where you're like, oh, it's going to come out like this. And then you see it mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, I thought it was going to be XYZ, like, you know, whatever it is, bigger, thinner,
right.
larger, more colorful, less colorful, you know, so it's yes. certainly a part of the process. But I've seen some of your designs. We're going to showcase some of your reels real quick, because I want people to see some of your purses and then we'll kind of go through pictures and we'll showcase the whole, okay. whole line or what we have.
Okay.
So, Sam, let's just play reel after reel. Here we go.
But there's a
I think we got one more.
Years ago, someone told me my business wouldn't make it, but I proved them wrong. Wait, let me tell you though, hold on. Wait, you guys, hold on, there's more. KDD, never leave home without it.
That's awesome. I love the grassroots marketing because you know it is hard to do that and come up with things that are like innovative, cool, fun, fresh, new ideas. So tell me, like, when you're marketing and kind of coming up with some things, tell me like what your process is for that.
I try to think of stuff that, like, videos that I've seen that I like, or, you know, like when I'm scrolling or when I'm on TikTok and I'm like, or something that's funny, but kind of has like, it gets the point across, like, here's the designs, or like my, the hashtag KDD, never leave home without it. Right. But, you know, like when people post, they even post that, you know, where people that's like cool. text me like, you KDD, never leave home without it. And they'll show their product. So I wanted to get something that, you know, puts my hashtag out there. That's funny. That will catch people's attention. And then also showcase my products. So that's kind of what I do, is I go through and think of, okay, what will be funny? What is, or, you know, like, I did one recently for the Olympics, and there's a picture that went viral, but Snoop, like, with his sunglasses up, and he's looking like, I should have put it in here, and he's looking, and so it's like, when you find out that KDD extended their sale, you know, so many.
I saw that on your story. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think you respond. You laughed at it. Yes. You responded to it. Yeah.
And it's cool because you're thinking of like, and like, you know, I know firsthand because I've been promoting my music, you know, forever. Yes. And it's so hard to think of ways that are eye-catching or fun for you. And it's like, it has to be creative for you to want to do it, because it's such a huge undertaking, even just to do a simple post. Most people don't understand a simple post. It takes, like, cultivating an idea in the same way that you're designing something, but it has to be, okay, it has to, how can I make it, you know, surface or be clickbait or make people stories or entertain people, but also get their attention. So it kudos to you because you're doing the right thing. I want to ask a question about the foster kids clip.
Tell me
what that was about. That sounds so awesome.
Yes. Yeah, so my mentor, Jean Alexander, she's actually one of the first people I met on my very first event back in 2009. And she's a handbag designer. She became very popular because she put the pictures, like your own personal pictures, on handbags. And it just went worldwide. Cool. Yeah, she worked with Kobe and his whole foundation and did purses for them. And, you know, she's just really well known. And so when I met her, I was like, I need to connect with her because, you know, like, you know, and learn. I'm just in the industry. And I met her at the event and she gave me her info. And then I would reach out to her and, you know, I didn't hear back. And then we always laugh when I tell a story, and kept reaching out to her and still didn't hear back. But I'm like, you know what, I'm going to try one more time. So I think it was 2018, 2017. I sent one more email. And I was like, hey, this is Kelly. You know, I just, you know, and I don't remember actually what I said. She writes back and she's like, I'm so sorry it took me so long to get back to you. Would you like to go to Italy and Paris with me for Fashion Week? And I was like, wait, what?
What?
Yeah. And I'm all, that's an interesting response, but crazy. And I was like, okay. So but then I was like, wait, I don't have the money. Like, I started talking with her and she's like, I want to take a small group to take them to Fashion Week, show them everything I learned, cause you know, it's the fashion capital, Milan, you know, so it's like, you're going to learn, and they're three to 4 years ahead of us. So we're going to see a lot of things that, you know, people hadn't seen. So flash forward, her and her husband were like, no, you've got to just do this. You don't believe in yourself. Do a GoFundMe. I'm like, I am not doing a GoFundMe. And they're like, you have customers, you know, just do it. I talked to my best friend. She's like, do it. So I ended up doing it. And then right towards we were about to go on the trip, I forgot how much it was, like $1,000. So I emailed Gina, like, I don't think I can go. I can't do this. And she's like, no, you have to go. And I got a surprise donor that donated the money. Wow. What I needed.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So I was able to go on the trip with her, and her daughters went, her husband, and then a few other up and coming designers. And so again, you know, so now we have that bond.
Of course.
After that, she, both of her daughters are adopted. And so she's big with the foster, you know, foster homes and foster girls and all of that. And she has an amazing story. And so she had messaged me asking if I could come talk at her, you know, this class. And she's like, it's going to be 20 foster girls. And she knows, you know, I'm very passionate about it too. So I was like, okay. And I was actually supposed to have another event, but it got canceled. So I was able to do this. I wasn't even going to be in town. And so I'm like, yes, I can do it. And so she's like, okay. And then I surprised them. I gifted them with tote bags. That's each awesome. Of the girls.
You just gave me
girls. That's awesome. Yeah, so they were excited, and then we went to her handbag designer shop and our warehouse, and we spoke. There was me and two other speakers, spoke to the girls, told them my story and a short version, and then we made handbags, and then they had two extra ones, so me and another up-and-coming designer were able to make them with them, which was cool.
Wow.
Through the whole process of making a handbag.
Wow.
Yeah. So they, that's how that
they probably gravitated to
now we're gonna yeah.
It's like, that's like adult crafts essentially. They're like,
yes.
Oh, you can make a living doing this. This is amazing. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yes. Yeah. And it actually made me, I was talking with this this other designer, and I was like, you know, because I have a manufacturer, and she's like, have you ever made? I'm like, I've tried some stuff, and during COVID I tried to do some stuff, but you know, the patience and stuff. And so after we did the bag, I was like, nope, I'm going to continue with a manufacturer, because I'm like, I have a sewing machine, I want to learn how to sew and do my own. But it's a lot of work, and there's so much detail that goes into it, and it just gives me more respect for my, you know, my manufacturers. And
there's so that. Much, there's so much like intricate yes. attention to detail with all of it. It's like, that's what I'm sure like you, that's what makes you understand what's possible. I have a musician question for you.
Okay.
Ever thought, and I remember meeting a musician at a music festival, must've been 15 years ago, and he gave me a card. He made leather guitar cases. And the reason I ask is musicians, we buy gig bags all the time, and they usually wear out, and leather doesn't wear out. So like all of my, like usually my bass players always have leather cases. I have a lot of, I think I have maybe one leather case, but it is the only one that is the most durable. They all wear out, but other ones don't wear out because it's leather. You know what I mean? It's like, you don't have it forever. It so I mean, my musician question is, have you ever considered making guitar or bass cases? Because there's a whole market there that you should.
It sounds like, no, I like that idea. I have not, but it's something that, you know, I'm open to. I love that idea, because music was such a big, and still is such a big part of my life. That's something that I'm definitely,
you should definitely consider it, because I'll tell you, musicians are always looking for like guitar cases. I mean, I have a guitar case right now that's literally falling apart, and it's just like, oh, okay, I guess this is just par for the course. And it shouldn't be if it's made well. You know what I mean? So I definitely know musicians that love leather cases, and I've seen mostly bass players that have them, and they just say, I've had this case for 15, 20 years, and it looks like brand new still. And it's like change. So now I'm like swapping all my cases out to find leather cases if I can find them, because they're just more durable. They're more durable. Yeah. They get softer over time. They never tear. Like little things like that that you just need in a case. Yes. So something to consider from the musician.
Okay. All right. I like really it. I love it.
Because it's so awesome. Let's showcase some pictures of your person.
Okay.
What I think Sam knows them by name. So why don't you tell us what name of the person you want to showcase? And Sam will leave the picture up, and we'll talk a little bit about it. So tell us which person you want to start with. Your call.
Maybe I'll do the Joan clutch.
Okay. Okay, here's the Joan clutch. All right, so tell us what went into the design. Very nice, by the way. Beautiful color.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. The clutch is actually one of my very first designs, this clutch, from way back. And then it was one of my most popular products. And so I, you know, do different colors. And so I decided, you know, I took it away for a while, and I decided to bring it back this year, because I do have, you know, loyal customers and new customers that I'm like, you know what, I can bring this back. It was popular. And so that's why I brought it back. I bought the green color. I love this color. And I think it's, you know, can use it for different occasions. And
beautiful color. Beautiful color.
Yeah. Thank
you. An olive green, I guess.
Like an olive green. Yes. Really and I never have done that, an olive green. And so I was like, you know what, let me do an olive green. And all my bags are named after family, friends, or influential people in my life.
That's cool.
This one is named after Joni, Auntie Joni. She was my mom's best friend. She, my god sister's mom, and she passed away a few years ago from cancer. So,
sorry to hear that.
And so, but she's always with us, and you know, this is that just clutch reminded me. She's a big fan of Kelly Diane, and very simple. designs too. So yeah. That's why.
Well, it's so pretty too. And I love that it had the little chain, had a little infinity symbol. Because
my
record label's called Groove Infinity Records. I'm like, oh, I love this already because it's got a little infinity. I know that was just by chance, but still. Tell me about the logo. Yes. There's something, it looks like wings.
It's Kelly, Diane, and then the wings, and then also the KD with the wings. So when I first started, one of my friends, he was like, he designed logos. So he's like, what do you want your logo to be? And I'm like, I want Kelly, Diane, or KD with wings, with angel wings, or with wings. And, you know, he's like, okay. And so he sent me a whole bunch of different, you know, designs. And I was like, okay, that's it. I like the KD and I like the Kelly, Diane. I did the KD because I started doing the money clips, which I guess we can bring up the William money clip.
Yeah, let's bring up the money clips. I love those, by the way. They're super cool.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you. So the middle one, the black one, was the original William, which was named after my dad, you know, because he did use the fold wallet. But I was like, you know what? I want to make something else. So I'm like, let me see if it, you that's know, the
smart,
clip will work.
Kelly, that's a super smart design, by the way.
Yes, thank super you. Smart. And originally I had done them in pink for women, but then I had some men that were like, well, what about us? So that's how I got into the men's line. And so I did the William, I did the Nick, and I did the Caden. So those aren't here, but the William was a black, the Nick was a gray with white stitching, and the Caden was a gray with yellow stitching. Those were all, you know, I named them after everyone. Nick is my nephew. William was my dad. Kaden is my godson. So it was, you know, all of that. And so these next one, it's the William line, but I did that olive green to match, you know, and then I did the yellow. I also came out with a yellow crossbody. I don't have it here, but it's on my website and my Instagram. So, that just kind of matched because, I just, you know, I love those colors together, and that was what I was coming out with. So
well, it's really sharp, and it's also, you know, I like the security of the flap over the cards too. Really a tight design. That's a
thank
that was
you.
That was something I actually noticed earlier today when I was like, this is pretty cool. So
thank you.
So tell me what went into, like, when you were designing the money clip, you were like, okay, I want to make it like this, like I want to make it big. Tell me, it looks very simple, but I know it's not simple. So tell me.
That's no, why it's not. Yeah, because I think you also like, so I knew I wanted the clip over, and I was like, okay, do I put the K? That's when I decided, do I put the KD? But I'm like, that's so with the Kelly Diane, but that's so feminine. I'm like, the KD, it could be a male or female with the wings, you know, kind of. I thought of like, there's some other line that had like, I forgot what it was, but that, you know, so I was like, okay, I could do that. So that's how I came up with that. And then I'm like, you have to decide, do you want it on the flip or do you want it on the back? But people won't see it on the back, so you do it on the flip. And then you go through, like, the first time I did it, you know, the way they emboss it, it's, you know, if it's, it could rub off, you know, it could come, you know, and after a while, wear and tear, it goes off. And then, you know, and there's no KD on there anymore. So you have to think about that. How hard do you want them to press it? How, like, what kind of, you know, imprint do you want on there? And then how many slots do you want? And then, you know, and on the front and the back, and I'm trying to think of like wallets. I looked at my dad's wallet and saw how many when they had the, you know, the folding one.
Yeah,
like folds.
So I have the folding one. Yes.
Yeah. And I named that one after my brother. I had a folding one too. So you know, so I just figured out the slots, and then I wanted the magnetic. I had to find out that so it wouldn't mess up your card, because I know when you have the hotel room key and your credit card. So we had to get that, like a magnetic one that wouldn't, you know.
So it's a different kind of magnet, basically?
It's a different kind of magnet. Of course, the name of it is slipping my mind, but yeah, there's a different type kind of magnet that you have to have in that part right
there. What's so funny, and you know, Sam sent me a text. He's like, hey, how are we going to know about which purse to put up? And I said, we're depending on your knowledge of purses, Sam, so it's going to come down to I know he was sweating bullets for a second, but he said, no,
right,
I
like
on these. All right, so let's pull up another one. What's the next one you want
to okay. talk? Let's see. We have the Becca tote. I guess we could do that one.
All right, let's look at the Becca tote.
The Becca tote, yes. Oh, yeah. This was my favorite. I, you know, originally I was going to do, because now KD had become so popular. So originally I was going to do my Kelly, the KD with the wings, but then I've seen some bags around. And I'm like, well, everyone knows me as KD now. So they'll know the KD. And then I put the little wings at the bottom. I put the logo at the bottom. So it's still Kelly, you know?
Right.
And I was thinking of what's a bag for, you know, because sometimes like I use the smaller bags to go out, but you know, working, sometimes I'm like, what can I put a laptop in, or what can I put, you know? And I was like, what kind of bag could I use? And then I was talking with one of my friends, and she was like, yeah, I love your bags, but I could use a bigger one. Cause I hadn't done a big one in a while, a few years. It had been years since I'd done a big one. So I created a big one. So I was like, okay. So then I was like, but I like that it has three straps. So you have the, thanks, Sam. You have the long strap right there. You see where it can be crossbody. Then you have that second one that second one, it's on the other side too. So it could be over your shoulders, or the smaller one, that third one, you could just hold it in your hands. So I'm like, there's three options, because for me, and the reason why I do that with some of my bags is because I'm like, I don't know which way I want to carry it. Sometimes I want to be hands-free. Sometimes I want it over my shoulder. Sometimes I want to carry it in my hand, you know, just, you know, hanging down.
I love when people, when designers especially, think of those things that you didn't need.
Yeah.
Like little handles or little things like that, because it goes a long way for consumer usage. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
we don't think about that stuff when we're buying it until we're like, oh my God, how could I have lived without this for so long? So I love that.
Right.
Let's pull that purse up one more time. Sam, I love how it looks like designer chic with the lettering.
Yes.
Tell me like your concept with that. Tell me what made you come up with that.
Yeah, I wanted something. I'm like, I want something that, you know, that looks, you know, really chic and nice and expensive, but it's, you know, and but like my big thing is like confidence, and women's confident, and a woman feeling confident when she wears your bag or wears my bag. Yeah. So, you know, I was like, what is one that, you know, that I'm like, this seems like it's a good bag, and it's for people feel more comfortable wearing it the different ways. And so I was like, okay, I like this style. I like the colors, the two colors together. Cause I was going back and forth.
Yeah, I wanted to do with the brown like that.
Yes. With the brown. And I was like, what do I want to, and then you have to, you know, so I was like, I think this just, it just worked. It was just like, I saw it. I was like, this is it. This is what I want to do. You know,
I also love the stitching, like the black stitching.
Yes.
The black on black stitching is tight. And then you have is it white on the straps? Is it white on the brown?
It's like it's brown. I'm looking at it here. Yeah, it's brown. It's like a lighter brown. Light brown. Yeah.
Yeah. It's sharp.
And
it's sharp.
Yes. Thank you. And then gold hardware. Cause I'm a silver girl. I used to be gold when I was younger, but I'm a silver girl now, but I like the way the gold look, and it looks a little richer. It looks a little more, you know, more sophisticated.
Especially with black too. Like, black looks good with gold.
Black with gold.
They kind of have that thing. They pop. They make each other pop, you know?
Yes.
Very cool. Let's pull up another one. What do you want to pull up next?
Okay. Well, I have this is actually a surprise for some people, my friends. So I have a new bag that came out.
Oh, I remember
it's coming out this week.
Very cool.
And I name bags after friends and family. And so this bag is the Salma, which we can put up. That's and cool. I named it after two of my very best friends and sisters. Their mom passed away 3 months ago.
Oh,
and she was a big fan of Kelly Diane Design. She's come to my event. She's supportive. And she's known me since I was 14 years old, I believe. So, yes. And so this bag is named after her. They don't even know. I was talking to one of her daughters today, and I showed her the bags, and I was like, I've got to come up with a name. And then I was like, I found a name. And then I was like, wait, I'm not going to tell her what the name is until here, because I know she's watching. So this
that's
is
awesome. They must be like, oh, that's such a great way to keep her memory alive. That's such a sweet.
Yes. Yeah. And she loved to travel. And what's good, this bag has like, it's a wallet. It's a wallet. You can carry your phone in there. You could put your keys. You could do a crossbody to make it a crossbody bag, or that little strap on the side is actually where you can put it on your wrist.
Yeah.
Yes. And they're detachable. So if you don't want to wear the crossbody, which is adjustable, you can take those off and just use it as a wristlet. If you don't want the wristlet or the crossbody, you can just use it as a wallet. Or keep it under your arms.
And the colors are really awesome on this bag.
Like, thank you.
All the colors are great on all of them. But tell me like what went into the coloring, because these colors are like, they're so like warm and like they're just
real
good colors.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I went back and forth because I was like, okay. And I know these are popular colors right now and coming up into the next fall season. And so I was like, what are some colors? And so I was going through all the swatches and stuff. And I'm like, you know what? I haven't done a violet purse. And I'm like, and a lot of my friends and customers, they're always like purple or violet. I have done purple before, but I've never done violet. Oh yeah. That shows how you can put your license and your wallet and everything in there, your cards. But so I was like, what could I do? And so I was like, nope, I'm going to do violet. And then I'm going to do this blue because I've never done this type of blue. And it goes with everything. I wore it the other day and it was like, oh, look, I have blue jeans on and a nice top and I can wear this blue, you know, with it. And so I just wanted to go with something that was kind of sleek, colorful, but not too bright because I had just done a bright yellow bag. So I was like, okay, let me tone it down and get into the fall and the colors that are coming out and that are popular. And these are the two colors that I fell in love with.
My old apartment, my bedroom was the color of that blue bag. I just love I just think it's such a calming, it's like an, almost like an ocean color. It's just like,
it's such
a calming color.
Calming.
And I love that you chose, both those colors are very calming. So they're almost like, I don't know what the shade is. You probably know the shade. What's the coloring? What's the name of the colors? Do you know?
Oh, gosh. You know what? I don't know because when I picked them, I was really just going, they were like numbers. It wasn't even colors.
Yeah, because they're all pastels. You mean like the pastels, right? Like
it was the pastels. Yeah, pastel, but you know, it was violet. And I said I wanted this blue. Like, I don't know what type of blue they would call that now, but yes.
It was awesome colors. Well, congrats to, you know, to your friends to have their mom's memory kept alive. You know what I mean? It's super awesome. All right, let's show you got another one. You have
let's see. I don't remember what other one. Oh, the fanny packs.
Let's show the fanny packs. Here we go. The
fanny packs. Now, I've been actually wanting to do fanny packs for years. I tried out a few during COVID. My manufacturer actually passed away. So during that time, for the last almost 3 years, I've been looking for a manufacturer. I ended up working with some just creators on Etsy, creating stuff, even when it was like the vinyl, you know, just, I was like, how am I going to do this? Like, I don't have my designs that I used to create, but I need to keep Kelly Diane Designs alive. So I'm like, what do I do? So I did do one fanny pack and it was cool. And it was very popular. It kept selling out. And it was like a stitched type of fabric. And then it had the Katie on it in vinyl. And it was in that same color as this brownish orange one. It's actually right here behind me.
okay, that's awesome.
Yeah,
very cool.
Stuck on this thing, but yeah. So, and that was really popular. And so then I'm like, okay, when I finally got my new manufacturer that was just like my guy, I was like, okay, I want to do my fanny pack. And so this is the fanny pack. It's hands-free, and you can wear around your waist, you can wear around your shoulder, you can wear around your arm. Especially because we're always on the go and on the, you know, on the move, and fanny packs kind of came in. I don't think they ever went out of style. I know people that
great. Like I think when you and I went to Europe in 1992,
we all had
fanny packs because
we all had fanny packs.
You kept your passports in there. You kept your money in there. And that was like the easiest thing to do. So yeah, the fanny pack is one of those things. It's like, it never goes out of style and it's always conventional and practical.
Yes.
It is the practical bag, you know, on
right.
some levels, you know?
Right.
So you've been getting some press. Let's talk about a little bit some press that you've been getting.
Oh, yes.
Some of the press that you got recently. You said you were featured in magazines.
Yeah. And the LA Voyage magazine. I did an interview with them that came out last week.
Awesome.
Which was cool. You know, they contacted me and I was like, yes, I'll do the interview. You know, they said there's, you know, can you do this within this next like month or so? I'm like, yep, I got to do the interview, whatever it takes to, you know, to get out there. I was like, it's perfect timing. And then
with all this stuff, you know, this.
Yes. Yeah. And they like to showcase designers and entrepreneurs in the LA area. So I was like, this is perfect. And it's, you know, it's home. So I was
that's going to be exciting. I wonder,
it was exciting.
We kind of like glossed over this, but you going to Paris and Milan for Fashion Week.
Oh yes.
As an up and coming designer, tell me what that experience was like. And tell me, it must have been overwhelming on so many sensory levels. Tell me what that experience was like for you. Cause I like, we kind of like glossed over it. And I was like, wait, there's a lot there.
Like, wait.
Unpack. So tell me what that was like.
Yes. You. It was amazing. I love Italy. I fell in love with Italy when we were younger. We went to Italy and we're in that big competition and, you know, and we were in Milan. So I love Italy, but I'm like, to be here as a designer is different. I was there, I've gone there as a musician. I've gone there with my family. Now I'm going as a designer with my passion. And so it was really cool. And it was, I even on the plane, I was like, am I really doing this? Am I really going?
Hell yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, I am. So it was fun. It was fun meeting people. And then we had so many things happen, like where one, our Airbnb, it was like, I guess it's a thing. I don't know that, like, sometimes, like, they'll cancel, like, a lot of, like,
right.
Fortunately, Americans that transfer some, you know, that get, sometimes they're like, are they really going to show up? They were like, you can't have parties. And we're like, no, we're just here for Fashion Week. Right. They can't, we were in Milan. They canceled our Airbnb after we went to this big convention and the Fashion Week. And so literally we had a van, all of us, and Gina, she had a family friend that like her mom kind of took care of when he was living out here. He lived almost to Switzerland. I think he was like a little close to Switzerland. It was like hours. He's like, you guys can all stay at my house. He let like 10 of us go. We drove. We had to drive all night and we stayed at his house. Next day he had breakfast. It was amazing. And that's an experience because I know that happens, you know, stuff that you just can't plan. And yes. Gina was like, I'm so sorry. And I'm thinking like, okay, like I can't tell my parents, hey, we don't have anywhere to stay. They're like, you're in another country, no matter how old you are.
Strange guy's house and we all stayed there. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. This guy, we ran, you know, but I mean, it was cool. And, you know, but I mean, just even like, and it was just a bunch of like beautiful yard. And like when you woke up in the morning, it was just like surreal. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing. But, you know, we made it through, or, you know, long days, or, you know, someone wanting to go here, you know, and just timing. And but then seeing all the designs and the fabrics and meeting people and designers and just seeing all these same people with the same passion as you in the same room from all walks of life, from different countries. So it's amazing. And
was it kind of like divided by like shoes, like dresses, like hats, like how did it, or was it everybody kind of like in the same convention center? I've done a lot of conventions, so
it's big.
Yeah, it's a mixed bag. So tell me like how that was kind of like organized.
It was by different types of, even the fabrics too, like when you went to go look at leathers, it was different type of leathers and patterns and this, and then shoes were over here, handbags were over here, hardware for the handbags, clothing, tennis shoes, everything. So it was all in different areas, so you kind of had to know where you wanted to go.
Right.
And then they gave you so many, yes, and so many books. I had to buy luggage out there to carry back all of, because you're getting books and you're getting, and these are designs that not anyone in the United States knows about yet, you know, and shapes and, you know, all of that. And so it's just an inspiration. So it's big and you have to, but it was good. Gina was going to show us like the ropes because she's done it before. So it was good to have someone who can show you.
Yeah.
And we went to stores out there, that like Zara out there is totally different than Zara out here, and just looked at designs and stuff. And
that store is awesome, by the way. I love that place.
It is. So it was pretty amazing. But yeah, everything is grouped together with like in its own category.
And also Europe is always just like ahead of the game when it comes to fashion in general.
Yes.
Like I remember, I think I went out there in like 1999 and I can't remember the store. Oh man, it's such a big store here, but it was huge over there. And then like 10 years later, it made its break here and it became like just like a huge store here. So they're just always ahead of the curve when it comes to, you know, anything. Some of my favorite tennis shoes I've ever bought were in Europe. Yeah. So I'm sure you saw designs or things that were like planting seeds in your head. Tell me like who was like the biggest designer that you were so happy to just like see a new line of, or who was the underground designer that you were like, this is one of the coolest things I've ever seen and nobody knows you yet. So tell me like those two extremes.
I would have to say I really was inspired. Like I know, and it was simple, but I was really into Kate Spade, actually. I just liked, it was simple, but it was fashionable, and that's kind of like mine, you know, that simple, fashionable. And then sometimes you never know what you're going to get. And that's like with my, the interiors, it was like, you never know what you're going to get like inside your bag, you know, like sometimes my fabrics would be like, it would be like a black purse and then it would be like bright red interior. Or one time I did like camo, or, you know, what do you call it? It's black and white lines and, you know, stuff that people would be like, I don't know what, like I did not expect that to be in that bag.
Little
and
pop,
that was something
player.
yeah Yeah, and that was something that I think that line was something that I was like, oh yeah, this is it, you know, this is what I like, this is. And then also I was really big also on Louis Vuitton, because the LV, and I like the monogram and stuff, and yeah. I think that's how I, you know, that's why I like, you know, putting the KD all over and stuff like that, because it's just something that I just love. And you're showing your brand and you're showing your name, and you know, it's just something that you're proud of, so you want to use that. So I think that was something that like really inspired me. Those two lines were big lines that inspired me. I'm trying to think of anyone else.
Maybe it's like, were you more into the handbags because that's what you were also into? Or was it kind of refreshing to see something that you don't design, like maybe it's shirts or dresses or hats or shoes, that was like, oh, this is cool to see these kind of designs? Like, was there something that you were intrigued by that you weren't expecting to kind of be into?
Yeah, there was. There's shirts. There's shirts that I love seeing the designs where there was like all these colors together or a lot of words. And that was one thing that was big. I love quotes. I'm a big quote person. I used to send quotes of the day to friends and family, like, and I have quotes, and you'll see them on my social media pages. And so when we were out there, quotes were something that was coming back that people didn't, you know, or like not even quotes, just the wording, but stuff that was coming back that people weren't sure. So I was like, this is perfect for me because I, you know, I like that, and putting your brand on there. And so there's a lot of t-shirts and tennis shoes that like I love that have just like all those like letters and like all the alphabet on it, or like just quotes or just words or affirmations. And so that was something that was big, and that's something that I saw out there. Not just on handbags, but on t-shirts and on shoes, which I was like, oh, that's cool. I never thought of it like that.
I love quotes. So I like, you hit a nerve just with me, because I that's cool, especially when they're using fashion to express some of that. You know, it's just like, it's interesting. I love that you had this experience and now you're doing the thing. You're doing the very thing. Where can people find you if they want to buy purses for friends, family, or themselves? What's your website? Where can people find you online?
Okay, my website is KellyDianeDesigns.com, and that's Kelly with an I.
Very important. Very important.
Yes, yes. But I think when you do type in the Y, I've tested it out, it still pops up. But, then it will show you the correct, yes. And then on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok is at KellyDianeDesigns. And I have my shop connected there, too, so you can shop from there. And
what's next? Are you always putting together new designs? Are you kind of thinking about, is it a fall or a spring line? Like, how far is the window ahead of what you're like, what's the, are you thinking spring line right now, or is it you still do a fall line? Tell me what that window's like.
I'm spring line. I already had to start on my fall holiday line. And then now I'm looking at spring. I already know one bag. I already actually have in process a bag for the summer next year. And then I also have, there's an event coming up. I can't talk about it, but I'm also like a year and a half out on a design that I'm starting to work on now.
That's amazing. I'm going to
collaborate with someone. But yeah, so it's exciting. I have a book, a notebook, and, you know, just writing things down, or colors, and then talking to people and asking, you know, like, what they like. And I do, I take my friends and family and customers and strangers, you know, I take their feedback into consideration when I make bags. And,
well, it's kind of like keeping your finger on the pulse, your ear to the ground. Like you're just like listening to what people respond to. I never knew that you were like, you used to make drawings or sketch. So like, do you have a sketch pad with you at all times? Like wherever you go, like in case inspiration strikes. Tell me what that
inspiration. I do, and actually I have a really cool story. That's like when we were in Paris for the fashion week, we had gone to this dinner, and I remember we were sitting outside and we were talking, and we were at the dinner, and Gina was talking to us, and she's like, when you get inspiration, you have to have, you know, like, you write it down. So I have my notes. I have a little notebook that no one knows that I keep in my bag, in my purse, that's really, really small. And then sometimes you just have to use what's around you. So actually, when we were in Europe, I wrote on a napkin from that restaurant.
Wow.
Because awesome. We were like, okay, she's like, what did you see? I have it. And the other day I was going through my drawer and I found the napkin and I was like, oh, wow, this is crazy. So I don't know. Maybe one day I'll share it. I don't know. But it was cool. And it was just like a word, like words you put down, a drawing. I had a drawing on there and then a few words of like, okay, this is what I want.
That's awesome. Oh, you give me chills because like those are the things where it's like those are the sparks of creativity. Yes. Those are the sparks of inspiration. And I find that those are like some of the most explosive usually because they happen in a quick moment and then it takes you the process to kind of like put something together. So I love that you're always staying inspired. You're always kind of like taking designs and innovating them. All your designs are super cool, by the way. They're all super different. So like I wanted to ask you, I think you also had like a really cool, like a beach bag. I remember seeing a cool beach bag, and I was like,
yes.
You do bags of all sizes. Do you have a favorite or a preference? Like, do you love making a small bag? Do you love making huge bags? Because it's like, you see your logo big. Like, what is the preference where you're like, oh, I love this because of the size? Like, what is it?
Okay, so that's interesting. I love big bags. And the reason why I love the big bags is because I can keep all the little bags inside the big bags. Oh, so I had actually gone to lunch and with someone and I was like, oh yeah, I've got it. Like, and I was trying out the Salma and I was like, oh, this is a new bag. But I'm like, I haven't crossed everything over. So that's why I still have this big bag and I couldn't leave it in my car. In the big bag, I had the Joan clutch. I had the Zara fanny pack. I had another, like the wallet, the William wallet. Right. And she was just like, wow, you can. I'm like, yeah. So I make these products so that like the William wallet fits in the clutches or fits in the, you know, the clutch fits in the tote bag.
That's
tote
smart. Bag
fits, yes. Smart. And then
the you're putting a collection in people's closets. That's so smart.
Yes. Yeah. And people do. And it's cool, especially when you're out somewhere and you see your bag. Or I remember my cousin said she was, I think she's downtown LA, and she saw someone carrying one of my tote bags with the KD on it. And she like, where did you get that bag? And the lady was kind of like, what? It was across the street. And she was like, no, because that's my cousin's line. And so, you know, to see it out there, or you know, like I had an old coworker text me a picture and I was like, I'm at a baby shower and this girl has one of your bags. Someone gave it to her as a gift.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that's why. So I do. I love the big bags, but I love everyone that I make because I put them all inside of each other.
Well, they're all your creations. They're all your creations.
Yes, Kelly, all my creations.
I've got a lot of love for you, and you supported me so many times at so many festivals, at so many shows. It's been an honor to interview you. I will tell you, you're the first purse fashionista we've ever interviewed, and
I love it. You, I love it.
Fascinating because a lot of people don't know, like one of the things I love about this show, it's like, it's about dreamers. It's about creators. Yes. And it's like, most people don't understand what goes into creating a dream, making a dream happen. A lot of people say, oh, I have a dream, but not a lot of people actually take the steps, do the work, go through the hustle and go through the ups and downs, the obstacles, the failures, wrong turns to get to the right turns. And it's something I always respect so much. So I hope you never stop doing this. I hope you always keep hustling. I hope you always keep creating. And thanks for being a guest on Wake Up Hollywood. We're going to have you back. So the idea is like we usually bring people back every 9 or 10 months. So as your summer line or as we're going to have you back. And just remember the persons you showcased because we're going to have you back and we're going to have you showcase a new line. And we're going to ask more questions about purses. I didn't think I'd be able to any questions about purses, but I'm ready for it. I'm here for it. So thank you.
Kelly. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun. I can't wait to come back.
All right, Kelly. Well, on behalf of Sam, myself, and Kelly, we'll see you guys next week. Lots of love. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Peace out.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Corulla and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.